Now, the state spent just under €30,000 to send Kerry delegates to the United States for St. Patrick's Day. Education Minister and Fianna Fáil Kerry TD Norma Foley, Cathaoirleach or Chairman of the Seanad, Fianna Fáil Senator Mark Daly, and former Mayor of Kerry, Cathaoirleach, Fianna Fáil Councillor Jimmy Maloney, all flew across the Atlantic. Our reporter, Amy Ní Riada, has been totting up the costs of each trip, and she joins me in the studio now. Good morning, Amy. And first of all, you might tell us how you obtained these figures and what you found.
Morning, Trasa. These figures were obtained through three Freedom of Information requests. One from the Oireachtas in relation to the costs associated with Mark Daly's trip to Washington, another from Kerry County Council in relation to former Mayor Jimmy Maloney's trip to New York, and a final one then from the Department of Education relating to all costs incurred for Minister Norma Foley's trip to Boston. Of the three, Mark Daly's trip was the least costly, with an overall price tag of around €3,500. The Kenmare Senator travelled to the US on March the 6th and stayed there for around 2 weeks.
And you have a breakdown of Senator Daly's costs.
That's right, Trasa. Mark Daly stayed in a Washington hotel from March 6th until the 11th for just over €880. On the 11th, he travelled to New Jersey, leaving there to go to Philadelphia 2 days later. The total train costs amounted to €210.82. He stayed in a classic hotel room in Philadelphia for €480. A week's stay in Washington set the council back by the Oireachtas back by €1,064, and he returned to Ireland on March the 13th.
I'd love to know how they define what a classic hotel room is, but €480, and I'd say it's probably a lot cheaper than some hotels in Dublin at the present. So you tell us, Amy, then, what did you uncover in the Freedom of Information documents you received from Kerry County Council?
The Kerry Mayor's trip cost the council just over €7,000. So Jimmy Maloney visited New York and Kansas and was accompanied by the council's tourism officer, John Griffin. Just under €1,200 was spent on travel and subsistence for the mayor, while €400 was allocated to the officer for incidental expenses. The two visited the state capital in Albany, where €414 was spent on a hotel stay in New York. They also incurred other miscellaneous costs for things like tourist attractions such as Statue of Liberty, business cards and a US visa. A five-night stay in New York came with a price tag of just over €1,520. Now, Jimmy Maloney was on this programme here within the last couple of weeks defending those costs, saying it's an opportunity to strengthen ties with the US and promote what the country and indeed the county has to offer.
And the most expensive trip was that of the Education Minister.
Exactly. Kerry TD Norma Foley's trip to Boston cost the state over €17,000. She was accompanied by the Secretary General of her department and two advisers. Over €3,000 was spent on air travel for all three, €729 of that for the minister's flights alone. Over €8,000 was spent on transport in the USA for the four delegates throughout their stay, during which Norma Foley addressed Boston City Council and the Massachusetts House of Representatives, as well as visiting the IDA offices. Accommodation for the minister and the three who accompanied her cost over €5,489. The department also approved payments to the value of €233 for gifts, including 3 W.B. Yeats books, 3 Seamus Heaney books and 2 sets of cufflinks.
And finally, Amy, how does Kerry, how do we compare to other counties in terms of costs incurred for our public representatives?
Well, the Irish Examiner reported recently that Cork County Council spent around €50,000 to send five councillors to New York, Chicago and Detroit. €18,000 was spent on flights and over €17,000 spent on a range of hotels. One of the headline items was a €9,500 stay at the Hilton. The same article reports that Limerick City and County Council splashed out around €100,000, sending 27 politicians and staff to New York, Savannah and London for the festivities. So while Kerry representatives have cost the state a lot less than those two, it's still taxpayers' money at the end of the day. So I guess the question is whether we, the taxpayer, think it's worth the money.